Little Bonnie Raitt on that bottleneck slide guitar, Tennessee Waltz. That was with Nora Jones, too. If you look that up on Google, it's really fantastic. Anyway, here it is, December 3rd. I did all my shopping last night. It was Cyber Monday, and took advantage of... It's not that you get great prices, but you can wangle free shipping, and shipping's a killer. So I did what I could do last, and I don't think it's everything, but it's a lot. And so here we are. The president ran off to London because they're having a NATO meeting over there. And, of course, right away he sort of pissed everybody off. First thing that happened was Emmanuel Macron, the Frenchie, made some statement about NATO, warning NATO. Well, this is NATO meeting. So he was talking about NATO, and he said that the NATO members, the European NATO members, really can't count on the United States anymore. Well, that pissed off Trump, who said that was nasty and disrespectful. And at the same time, the French, in their usual high-handed way, were imposing big taxes on American tech firms, Facebook, Google, Apple, so forth. And so Trump slapped 100% tariffs on French wine and cheese. And so they're having this little fight over there. And then... Macron and Trump end up sitting next to each other, and Macron is asked something about foreign fighters. By that, I think they mean French fighters going over there to ISIS and then trying to come home. And so he prattled on about foreign fighters and ISIS.
But for me, the very first objective in the region is to finish war against ISIS. And don't make any mistake. Your number one problem are not the foreign fighters. This is the ISIS fighters in the region. And you have more and more of these fighters due to the situation today.
This is why he's a great politician, because that was one of the greatest non-answers I've ever heard. And that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Anyway, elbows. Politics. Bloomberg opens up a lead over Kamala Harris. This is in The Hill. It's the latest Hill-Harris poll. And Bloomberg is there at 6%. Now, he's really trailing the leaders by a long way. But, the first poll out of the gate, he's already ahead of Kamala Harris, has dropped to 2 points. This is a Washington Post story. It's on MSN.com, but it's Washington Post. Barr doesn't like a key IG finding on FISA. And so he's distancing himself, this is Bill Barr, from the IG report, which is supposed to come out on the 9th. This is Fox News, sort of Fox News. Rudy is in Mediaite. Rudy threatens to sue the Fox host Steve Hilton, because Hilton said something about, Rudy making money in Ukraine or something. I don't know. I don't much like Steve Hilton anyway. Maybe he could sue him off the air. All right, back to Trump. As I said, arriving at NATO, he went after Macron. That's in the New York Times. Says the Frenchie was nasty and disrespectful. That's in the Washington Post. New York Times, the Brits are worried he's going to shoot off his mouth and screw up the election. They got an election coming up. Trump says, I'm not getting involved. I'm not getting involved. I told you about this a little earlier. It's in New York Times. He says, you're going to tax our Google and our Facebook. We'll double the tax on your wine and fromage. New York Times, Bloomberg journos barred from Trump events. Now, this is because Bloomberg's news operation has said that it will not investigate Bloomberg or any of the Democratic campaign candidates since he's got in the race, but it is going to go ahead and continue to investigate Trump. Trump says, yeah, fine. Well, you're not coming to my events. Washington Post columnist. This is a horrible person, Catherine Rampell. You know, when you love him, he gets worse. He's getting more dangerous. Can't you do something about that? Wall Street Journal, Trump says, hey, you know, maybe I won't make a China trade deal till after the 2020 election. Politics, black voters pissed as Democratic candidates bash charter schools and back away from charter schools. This is in the New York Times. And they point out that black parents are big proponents of charter schools and get their kids out of those failing schools. And the teachers' unions want those charter schools out of business. And the Democrats are siding with the teachers' union rather than their own black voters. Politico, Biden says he doesn't need Obama's endorsement. That is a joke. Washington Post, impeachment. The Dems huddle up and say, hey, can we throw some more impeachment stuff in? Is Ukraine enough? Can we, like, throw some other stuff together here? Christmas story, you know, there's Christmas stories, New York Times. 90,000 packages are stolen every day in New York City. Wow. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, Prince Andrew's very bad day. That Guthrie woman did a BBC interview and said she was forced to bang him, and it was short and disgusting. It's in the Washington Post. LA Times, car break-ins in California, particularly San Francisco, are at a record level. And there's a little deal in the law that pretty much lets anybody smashing a window and stealing stuff out of cars get away with it. Apparently prosecutors under the current law have to prove the car was locked, which is almost impossible. Okay, for those of you who have really sharp ears, I'm sure you heard Cisco in the background. He's outside barking. It's a little Bonnie Raitt there. It's a beautiful version of the Tennessee Waltz. Nora Jones and Bonnie Raitt. Nora Jones, really spectacular. Anyway, write to me at host@johngimpson.com. Call the Bitch Box at 859-544-2766. And follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio. You know, and if you see a tweet you like, please retweet it. I need more followers and I need more subscribers. If you're listening to this for free, go to johngibson.com and subscribe.